Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, what is going on? The Grateful Show is on the air. Running a couple minutes behind, and I do apologize for that. Got reading a story on the news, and I kind of got reading comments and stuff about that particular story, and I do apologize. But we are on the air, and man, we already got people on the phone lines lining up to talk to us. And, I mean, it's an exciting time of year. College football has gone nuts. I mean, the top 10 teams, about 75% of those teams got defeated this past week. And Brigham Young got beat Thursday night. Oregon got beat. Alabama, Texas A&M got beat. A lot of the teams kind of threw a bunch of caused a lot of chaos. Stop coughing while I'm trying to talk, Granny Hulkster. Jesus.
Sorry, I didn't know I was on the air already.
Of course, you're always on the air when you're on the Greg Squirrel Show. What are you talking about, woman? How you doing?
I didn't know I was live yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you're alive, aren't you? Then you're alive.
Well, after the last few days, I kind of wonder, you know.
Yeah, following on your medical issues, and I hate to hear that. I wish your doctors would get their heads out of their butts and get that fixed for you.
Well, we'll know more tomorrow after I go back to see my heart doctor, so to see what he has to say.
Well, you know, everybody that knows Granny Hulkster that is listening to the show, yeah, you know we're thinking about you. So, thinking about you and praying for you and hope that they get to the bottom of this and get you taken care of.
Well, I appreciate that.
Jim, Granny Hulkster, do you keep in touch with, follow baseball very much?
Oh, yes. I am a big, huge Kansas City Royals fan, and I am a very, very happy camper right now. We're going to party like it's 1985, baby, because after last night sweeping the Angels like that, I'm ready for it's time for another World Series for my Kansas City Royals.
My aunt
would be smiling from heaven right now because my aunt, the one that recently passed away in the end of April of this year, she was a huge Royals fan.
Right. Well, and what's exciting about it, and this is what's kind of really, there is a real legitimate chance that we could see Kansas City and St. Louis. How about that?
Another I-70 World Series, my friend, 29 years later.
That's right. I mean, St. Louis, they start their series with the Dodgers. Yes. They're in their series with the Dodgers, and they're leading that series. So they play again tonight. And then, like you mentioned, you know, the Kansas City, man, you talk about a ball game. I mean, I knew it was going to be good when we got the first home run, but then when Mike Moustakas came up, and the reason I remember Mike Moustakas is Mike Moustakas, he played right here in Northwest Arkansas with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, who are one of the minor league affiliates for the Royals.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that, Greg. 14 of those players that are with Kansas City now over the years are from the Northwest Arkansas Naturals.
Well, exactly. And that's kind of a tie-in for me because Clint Armstrong, I believe is his name, who plays for the Dodgers, he played for the Nationals, and I kind of got a little tie-in there because I actually got to DJ his wedding in Eureka Springs. And this was when he was still playing with the Naturals before he – and here we are about 3 years later, and now he's with the Dodgers. So there are a lot of former NWA Natural players playing postseason baseball right now.
That's right.
Because like you say, you mentioned those guys playing currently with the Royals. And then, like I say, you got guys like Clint, who's now out in L.A., and they're playing St. Louis, and I think they play tonight at 7:00. So, all you Rowdy Redbird fans, make some noise here in Northwest Arkansas. So, like I say, we got that going on. We had the topsy-turvy weekend in college football. Like I said, I think they said, like 6 of the top 10 teams in the current college football poll were defeated over the weekend. And, you know, they got that new playoff thing now. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, the losses really mean a whole lot more now than what they used to when it comes to the college football playoff series that they have now. So be anxious. The Cowboys won. They won an exciting game against Houston, and it kind of made me sad because just from watching it on TV, it sounded like there were more Houston fans at AT&T Stadium than there were Cowboys fans. You know, so I know Tony Romo, and honestly, I think he's the last guy that needs to be addressing this issue because there's a lot of Cowboy fans that really don't care for Romo. But he came out and said, you know, our fans really need to get behind us. And, you know, when your opposing team brings in more fans than you have, that's kind of a sad situation right there. But, you know, hopefully the Cowboy fans will get back in there, keep supporting the Cowboys. I know my daddy, he was a big Cowboy fan going all the way back to the Roger Staubach days. So, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. Lost a heartbreaker to the San Francisco 49ers. And then the Bears, for some crazy reason, the Bears got beat by the Carolina Panthers, and I don't know what's up with that, but the Bears need to knock that crap off. So it's Monday, so for those of you who kind of like me are going to be remote hopping, you got Monday Night Raw going down tonight, supposedly the return of Roman Reigns tonight. So those are the little rumors. I'm also hearing rumors that there's going to be a new diva here within the next couple of weeks, possibly making her debut on Monday Night Raw, and that would be Charlotte Flair. If that name sounds familiar, Charlotte is the daughter of the legendary Nature Boy Ric Flair. She's the current NXT Women's Champion. And just from the grumblings and everything that I'm hearing, they're going to be calling Charlotte up to the main roster, and we're going to be seeing her on Monday Night Raw. I want to get your opinion on this one, Granny Hulkster. How do you feel about the rumbling that they're about to break up the Wyatt family?
Well, I've never been a huge Wyatt family fan to begin with. I didn't care for Bray Wyatt, and you know, I didn't really care for them. I mean, if they think that's what, I hate to use the terminology, good for business, but that's what they say, you know, on Monday Night Raw, you know, everything's good for business. I mean, I know a lot of people have, over the last several months, you know, have become big, huge Wyatt family fans. I mean, you know, Bray's character, I mean, you know, when he was just Husky Harris, you know, you didn't see a lot of him. And then they created Bray Wyatt, and then he, you know, became more popular.
Right.
You know, that's their, I mean, if they think that it's going to be better for Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, we'll have to, you know, wait and see. Only time will tell, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I don't know if you watched Monday Night Raw last year, but they ran a promo of Luke Harper by himself.
I remember that, so.
And so the word going around is that they're going to put Luke Harper out on his own. I don't know if they're going to try to change his character any. But that seems to be the talk going around, you know, the wrestling circles, is that Luke Harper is going to be kind of going out on his own. So WWE, it really in a bad spot right now, because a lot of the top, their top names are dealing with injury issues. You know, word has it John Cena is still dealing with some injury issues, not as bad as it was. And Brock Lesnar's dealing with some injury issues. And there's a couple of other wrestlers that are dealing with injury issues. So they're basically having to rewrite a whole lot of stuff with their current roster, because right now WWE does not feel like that there is enough of the NXT guys that they feel are ready to bring up to the main roster to help fill those holes. And so, like I say, you know, Roman Reigns, who's supposed to be making his appearance back on, he just recently had back surgery.
Yeah, he had that hernia operation.
That's right. But was it a hernia or was it back?
It was his hernia.
Hernia, yeah, that's right. So, you know, so he's supposed to be back tonight. So you got him to deal with. There, I keep hearing chatter about Brock Lesnar and maybe something going on with him, though nobody will definitely confirm one way or the other. And then, of course, you got Daniel Bryan, who's been out for a while now, and it looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the year, just from the talk, from all the medical reports I've seen. And so, I mean, there's even been some talk maybe flipping Randy Orton as a good guy. Randy Orton's definitely better when the crowds hate me, but when you don't have when you're needing some more good guys and you don't, you know, who do you flip? I mean, I could see with his popularity, I could see Bray Wyatt definitely taking that angle. And, but, I mean, I think they should leave Orton alone, because Orton is just 10 times better when the crowd's hating on him.
Well, so, you know, there's been so much, you know, you mentioned Randy Orton. There's been so much friction, or whatever you want to call it, with the authority, you know, with Seth Rollins and Kane. And, you know, it's just kind of like the three of them are just kind of like, they're like little kids on the playground. They're bickering back and forth with each other. They're like fighting with each other, like, no, this is, you know, my way is a better way, or, you know, we're going to do this, you know, forget plan B, you know, we're going to, this is what we need to do. And it's just like, it seems like every week you see the three of them, they're always constantly complaining to Triple H and Stephanie about, you know, John Cena and Dean Ambrose or Sheamus or whoever, you know, they're trying to, you know, be put up against, you know, and they always get put into a match, you know, against, well, like, I mean, like last week, you know, John Cena and Dean Ambrose, you know, and they just, it just seems like the three of them are always constantly bickering, you know, like a bunch of little kids on the playground, you know,
exactly,
with each
yeah.
other.
So, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see what goes around with that, you know. Anxious to see who they flip, who's all of a sudden starts becoming more popular. Like I say, I definitely see Bray Wyatt maybe being one of those guys. As much as I hate it, I probably see Randy Orton going that way too. And so just a really big kind of interesting time in the WWE to see what happens as far as those situations. I did hear that Kurt Angle did definitely re-sign a new deal with TNA. Apparently WWE just finally came out and said, no, we don't want you back, from what I'm hearing. I have my sources that I go to. And matter of fact, I'm looking at the WWE website right now, and they are heavily promoting that Roman Reigns will definitely be on Raw tonight. And another bug that's been getting in my ear is we might actually see Sting on TV within the next couple of weeks.
That's what I've been hearing,
you know?
Too.
So be anxious to see where that goes. But a lot of interesting stuff. TNA, they have a new women's champion, a beast of a woman, if it's safe to call a woman a beast. A lady named Havoc defeated
Gail Kim
to become the TNA. And everything what I see, this lady's huge compared.
She is. I actually saw that match. And, well, even before they had the match, I mean, you know, when Gail Kim came out and Havoc came out and attacked her before the match even started, you know, her shoulder got injured and Kurt Angle was trying to get her not to compete that night, and she says, no, I want to compete, you know. And so, I mean, you know, you got to give her kudos for wanting to defend the title. I mean, you know, she's one of the best wrestlers that TNA has as far as the old knockout champions, you know. But, I mean, when you're injured, you know. And,
yeah.
I mean, but she wanted to give the fans what they came to see, and, you know, that's what it's all about, being a professional wrestler, you know. That's what, I mean, I admire so much about the professional wrestlers, you know, that they want to give the fans a good show, whether it's independent or WWE or TNA, you know. People pay to come see these shows. They want to give them a good show. They want to give the fans what they want. And, you know, so I give her kudos for wanting to, you know, go ahead and go on with the match that night, even though she probably shouldn't have, you know.
Right. And I mean, it's just really going to be exciting, you know. TNA, they're, in my opinion, they're starting to step it up some.
Mm-hmm.
They got their Bound for Glory pay-per-view this coming Sunday night, and this one's actually taking place in Japan. And I actually have the current lineup for Bound for Glory right here in front of me. It looks like this. You're going to see Great Muta and Tajiri versus Sonata and James Storm. TNA X Division title match, Samoa Joe versus Loki versus Kaz Hayashi. Hayashi, one of the great Oriental wrestlers, who's been around a while. Bully Ray and Devon versus Tommy Dreamer and Abyss. Ethan Carter III taking on Ryota Yama. MVP going to be taking on Kazuma Sakamoto. Manic, who is a new member of James Storm's little entourage, he's going to be in action against Minoru Tanaka. Havoc versus Velvet Sky. Again, and then you're going to have Dijo de Pantera versus Kurushio Ikemen Jiro and Yasuki Kodama. Now, say those in the three names real fast.
Wouldn't even want to try.
Wouldn't even want to try. Now, and like I say, for all initial reports, I've been hearing is that Kurt Angle definitely re-signed at least a new one-year deal. It could have been longer. I'm just going briefly off the little blip that I got that Kurt Angle did indeed sign at least a one-year extension with TNA. Want to jump back on WWE for a minute. I don't think WWE is going to be flying United Airlines anytime soon. You may have seen this story. I'm looking at the story right now, and the story is titled United Airlines Loses WWE Title Belt.
Ooh. No, I did not see that.
Yeah. Apparently, but luckily it's not the heavyweight title belt. Dolph Ziggler admitted in a series of tweets that United Airlines lost his luggage. The bag was found in Canada. And normally everybody will say, well, that's not a real big deal since, you know, they normally keep extra, they have their own wardrobe department that normally keeps their outfits and stuff. Yeah, normally that probably wouldn't be a big deal, but the bag that was missing had the Intercontinental Championship belt.
Is it a big deal?
You know, that does make it a big deal. Because those belts, you can pick up the replicas for $200-$300, but not a lot of people know that the original belt run about $3,000 to $5,000. I've actually priced them. So, you know, back when I was doing the wrestling thing, we were wanting to have some belts made, and we wanted belts just as good as WWE and WCW. So a gentleman named Reggie Parks, he's a legend in professional wrestling, and he now has a belt company that he makes championship belts. And his belt, the original belts that he makes, they run anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 on up, depending on what all you want on them. So, but they did say the bag was found in Canada. So I'm like, at Canada?
Go figure.
But Dolph Ziggler posted, he said, yeah, United, I've been without my bag 3 days, and we just found out my bags are in Canada. So I'm like, great. So anyway, well, Granny Hulkster, as always, it's fun having you on the show. I am excited to announce next week we go to an hour. So I am finally happy to announce that. We've been working on it for a while now. But, yes, starting next Monday, the Greg Squirrel Show, 3 to 4, we're on a full hour. So we definitely invite everybody to tell your friends, tune in to the Greg Squirrel Show. Granny, I'm going to say a prayer for you right now that we hope your test results come back good and your doctor gets you taken care of, because we got to have Granny Holster around.
And we also need to say a prayer for Clint Davis's dad.
That's right. Clint Davis, his dad, had leg surgery today. So Clint Davis.
Well, the last post I saw, they were changing doctors.
Yeah.
So they were still waiting for the surgery to be done.
Right.
Was the last post that I saw. So.
Right. Well, Granny Holster, the little girl in my ear is saying 5 seconds, so we're going to get on out of here. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to join us once again next Wednesday, or this coming Wednesday, 3 p.m., right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Granny, glad to hear from you. Take care, sweetie.
All right. Bye.